Good morning. This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. John 4, verse 14, Jesus speaking to the woman at the well. He says, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Water has a quality about it that you take some water, some natural water, and you want it again later. Sometimes you take some water and right away you want some more until you've drunk deeply, till you've had your fill of water, and then you can go a little while, but then eventually you thirst again. You have that desire yet again. So many times the things that distract us, the things that keep our attention in this world, are the same way. Whether it's a new car, we buy a new car and we drink deeply. We buy an expensive new car, but you know, after a while, you just get thirsty again for another new car. Sometimes it's other things in this world, but they all wear out, beloved. That's the nature of the things of this world, is that they are going to wax old, and there's going to be a desire yet again for something else, something new. And so what Jesus is saying here is that if you drink of the water that I will give you, and that water is the water of everlasting life, and it's the water of a relationship with him. Those things, and most especially, beloved, if we turn our eyes and we drink of the glories of the kingdom of heaven, we partake of the true fullness of salvation that Christ desires to give us. He said, that will be in us like a well springing forth. There'll be no more thirst for the natural things anymore. The things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. So which is it, beloved? Is it that the things of earth have our attention? Is it that the things of earth are drawing us or calling us? Or is it that there is a well of water that's springing up from within us? That is, because we have turned our eyes, we have surrendered our lives, and we have desired to give all, our all, to Jesus Christ. And so the woman responds this way, "Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to drink." She understood that there's a preoccupation with the natural world, and this natural world has her doing something every day to seek after that water. She has to come and draw it every day. Now, are we really going to not thirst in the natural? No, of course not. We still have to drink. We still have to eat. We still have to do those things. We still have to sleep. But you know what? No longer will it be that there's a fascination. No longer will it be that we're fixated. No longer will it be that there is the driving force of our lives is to seek after the water of this world. But the driving force of our lives, the desire, the hope, and all of our desire is wrapped up in serving the Lord Jesus. Beloved, this is where we need to be. This is how the rivers of living water flow forth out of us. So where is it with you today, and how do we need to deal with that? I think we need to lay aside the things of this world, and we need to turn our focus on Jesus Christ. So God bless you today. I encourage you to go ahead and leave us a message if you want to, and give us some feedback. We thank you for joining us here at the Fountain of Life.